And during the workout, I'm like, hey, how's the supplement thing coming? I thought you were going to send me some information on it so I could kind of help you out. And he goes, well, I did send it to you, but I never heard back from you, so I didn't want to bother you. Boom, right there. Here's where the ball gets dropped. Welcome, everybody, to the Chris Harder Show, where we are making you unapologetic about your pursuit of success, knowing that when good people like you make good money, they can then do great things. My name is Chris Harder, and several times per week, I will bring you epic guests, solo episodes, and every single tool, trick, and skill set you need to grow your business, grow your money mindset, and to grow your wealth to levels that you have never reached before. I've ended up in a unique place in life where I've got the experience, the connections, and all of the secrets that it takes to be successful. And I'm lifting the curtain to reveal it all to you in an effort to help put you in a position of abundance so great that you can then be as generous as possible. So let's lock arms and let's get started. Hey, everybody, welcome back to the Chris Harder Show, where today I am grateful for how freaking well our Elite Mastermind went last week. That is, oh man, that thing is a lot of moving parts to put on. And this was the best one yet. And what made it the best one yet was the people in the room, the personalities in the room. Like, we just create the container, but the quality of the humans in there and the way that they interact with each other and the way that they support each other, that's what really goes into it being, you know, the best one yet or a pretty good one or whatever. And for some reason this year, the personalities that were chosen to be in this room just ended up being the perfect ones, that perfect energy, the perfect everything, perfect chemistry, right? Chemistry is such a big piece of that. So I'm just so grateful for, you know, one, how they showed up and support each other and shared ideas and collaborated. Two, for my team that did such a good job putting in, I mean, such a good job. They deserve so much credit for the experience that everybody got to have. So that's my gratitude for today. And by the way, if you want to experience like a very mini 48-hour version of our year-long Elite Mastermind, I put on something called the Roundtable. Now, most of you have probably heard of it. You know what it is. It's actually become pretty famous at this point. I started last year. It was supposed to be a one-time thing, and all of a sudden everyone wanted me to keep doing it. So we're doing our first Roundtable of the year coming up in just a few weeks here, and we've got just a couple of seats left. And it's 48 hours in Scottsdale, April 4th and 5th, where I do a lot of the same exercises that we do in Elite Mastermind in order to get you to collaborate with 14 other talented entrepreneurs. And then you get your spotlight in front of the room for part of the 2 days, and everyone's working on your business, slinging new ideas your way. Like, I'm telling you, you leave with two things. You leave with two things. Number one, you leave with brand new relationships that you wouldn't have if you didn't go. Like, people to support you, people to give you shout outs, people to hold you accountable, people to, you know, sometimes partner with, people to open doors for you. So you leave with brand new relationships. The second thing you leave with is brand new radical ideas for you to implement into your business that you would not have if you didn't step foot into that room. And I think that's why it's become so popular. Anyhow, a couple seats left, April 4th and 5th, Scottsdale. Here's what I want you to do. Hit pause. Seriously, hit pause and go to chrisharder.me/roundtable. That's chrisharder.me/roundtable. Check it out quick. Grab one of those last couple seats that are left and then come right back to this episode. Because what we're going to talk about today is that the squeaky wheel gets the oil. Like, you've got to be a really good asker to advance in life. You've got to be really good at advocating for what you need in order to succeed in life or succeed in your business. And the reason why I wanted to talk about this concept, you know, this phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, it's been one of my favorite phrases ever since I was young, is because too often we get in our own way by making up stories that somebody doesn't want to help us, when really, that somebody didn't even know that you needed help, or that somebody forgot that they wanted to help you, or that somebody got busy. Like, they really wanted to come and help you do X, Y, Z. But, you know, you kind of mentioned it off the cuff. They're like, yeah, man, I'll help you. But then you never followed up. And we don't follow up, or we don't ask for help in a convincingly enough way, because we make up these stories that, well, I mentioned it to them, and if they really wanted to help me, they would have responded. Now, where this episode came from was a great interaction I just had when I was in back in Scottsdale running this Elite Mastermind. I've got a trainer there. His name is Tucker, and he is the dopest dude you could ever want as your trainer. Brilliant and awesome to spend time with. So shout out to Tucker at Lifetime there in Scottsdale. And, you know, I hadn't been there for a few weeks, so we're kind of catching up, you know, because I'm at my California home now. We're kind of catching up. And I'm like, hey, how's that new supplement line going that you wanted to create? Now, I'm not going to give you too much context around the really cool delivery system that he thought of for a new pre-workout and post-workout supplement system, but it's freaking brilliant. And it's awesome, and the world needs it. And, you know, I knew about it because every time we'd work out, he'd tell me about it a little bit. And it kind of went from concept or loose idea to something that he really wants to do, right? So several weeks went by. I'm back in Scottsdale. I book an appointment to work out with him. And during the workout, I'm like, hey, how's the supplement thing coming? I thought you were going to send me some information on it so I could kind of help you out. And he goes, well, I did send it to you, but I never heard back from you, so I didn't want to bother you. Boom, right there. Here's where the ball gets dropped. And by the way, I told him I was going to make this a podcast, so don't worry. It's not like I'm sitting here, you know, bashing him or something like that. I got his acknowledgement that I can do this episode. But right there in that moment, the ball was dropped. When he said, well, man, I did send it to you, but I never heard back, so I didn't want to bug you. I didn't want to bother you. I know you're busy. He went from having momentum and someone that wanted to help him to all of a sudden this thing just freezing in time, just doing no other work on it because he built a story that I didn't want to help him on it. And I said to him, I said, dude, are you out of your mind? I said, the very reason that I'm so busy is why you should have sent a follow-up about it again. And he's like, oh, it's like, here I am thinking I'm doing something great by not wanting to bug you. And really, I need to be the squeaky wheel. And I said, hell yes, you need to be the squeaky wheel. You see, that phrase, the squeaky wheel gets the oil, should be this. It should be the appropriately squeaky wheel gets the oil. Because there's an appropriate pace to following up. And there's an appropriate way to follow up. And there's appropriate words when it comes to following up. But damn it, the only way to guarantee that you're not going to succeed is by not following up. This is not just asking for help. This is if you have something to sell. If you have something to sell and you mention it once, you think, eh, everyone saw it. They didn't respond, so they must not want it. Boom, you're dead in the water. But if you learn how to appropriately follow up, if you can be the appropriate squeaky wheel, then eventually you're going to get the oil. And I said to Tucker in this moment, I said, man, listen, the burden of holding somebody else's boundaries up is not your burden, it's theirs. Be persistent, and it's up to them who you're asking to be strong enough to say yes or no based on their own boundaries. Let me repeat this because this is a very important concept. When he said to me, he's like, oh man, I didn't want to bug you. And I said to him, I said, dude, what do you mean you didn't want to bug me? I want to help you on this, but you should have followed up. He's like, yeah, I didn't want to bug you. I said to him, I said, the burden of holding up somebody's boundaries is not your burden, dude. It's their burden, or in this case, my burden, to uphold my boundaries. If I didn't want to help him, I would have said no. If I didn't have time to help him, I would have said, man, I wish I could, but I just don't have the bandwidth. Because I've developed that muscle, and I realized that the burden of upholding boundaries falls on each of us individually. It is not your burden to uphold somebody else's boundaries by not following up, by thinking, oh, I don't want to bug them. I know they're busy. Your role in success is to be appropriately persistent. And everybody else's role in their own success is for them to uphold their own boundaries with appropriate yeses or nos. So I started giving them examples of what to say. I'm like, hey man, here's how you could have texted me back. You could have waited a few days, bumped the text up again saying, hey, Chris, just wanted to bump this one more time for you. I know that you said you were really excited to help out. And by all means, tell me if all of a sudden you've gotten too busy. Hope you're well, man. I'm like, that's a word track for how you can appropriately follow up. And by the way, I know this because I'm always following up. I've got like celebrities and celebrity entrepreneurs that have invested in Frelo and that are investing in Frelo, and they've already like signed their docs, they signed their paperwork, but they're so busy because they're celebrity entrepreneurs. They're so busy and they have so many people like, you know, helping them and all this other stuff that I have to be good at appropriate follow-up. Hey man, just reminding you, send your wire. By the way, even though you signed your docs, if it's still not a fit for you, let me know. But man, we have made a lot of progress since we talked last. Let me know if you need any help from my team in getting your wire in. That's how I would follow up, or that's how I've been following up with the people that still have to send their wires in. They sign their investment docs, but haven't sent their wires yet, which is pretty common, by the way, when you're raising capital. So back to Tucker. I gave him these examples. I gave him that example of how I follow up on wires. I gave him that word track of how he could have followed up on me. Another good example of how to follow up is, hey, I just wanted to keep this in front of you because I know that you were really excited about it when we last talked. And if for some reason your excitement about it has changed, please let me know, because I'm going to keep bumping this up so that I don't allow the ball to drop. I'm sure you can respect that. That's another great word track. I love when people send me stuff like that. Why? Because it's the perfect mix of, one, you were excited, like reminding me, hey man, you were excited when we talked about this, so I didn't want the ball to drop. And two, giving me that excuse. By the way, if something's changed on your end, by all means, speak up. I won't be offended. I just knew that you were so excited, I didn't want this ball to drop. That's how you follow up, whether it's a sale. That's how you follow up, whether it's an appointment. That's how you follow up, whether it's a wire you need. That's how you follow up, whether it's someone who said they're going to help you. The appropriately squeaky wheel will get the oil. And then, you know, we got into a big rabbit hole conversation about this. And he always teases me. He's like, well, man, at least it wasn't on a Monday. Because he heard the podcast I did a while back where I'm like, Mondays are bad. You need to know a couple things about the people when you follow up with them. Number one, you need to understand their time zone. Number two, you need to understand what type of schedule they keep. And number three, you have to understand that Mondays, the whole world wants everything from everybody. So that's the worst day to follow up. But unfortunately, that's the day that everyone follows up. And then when you follow up along with the rest of the world on a Monday, guess what happens? Nobody sees your message because it's buried. There's so many times that I want to text something that's important to me on a Monday, but I jot it down or put it in my calendar to do it on Tuesday instead because I know that's when they'll be able to see it. Or I put it in my calendar for Wednesday because I know that they'll have spent Monday and Tuesday clearing up a little space in their week and that things land better on a Wednesday. Even though it's important to me, even though it's urgent to me, I have the wherewithal to save that follow-up for a Tuesday or a Wednesday because I know it falls on deaf ears on a busy, busy Monday when everybody else's urgent thing gets texted or emailed to that person. So we spent the rest of the workout session like talking about the supplement. We're so excited. I can't wait to help them, the whole nine yards. And really, we ended up having such a great conversation about, hey man, I'm going to help you build this entrepreneurial muscle. And you've got to have grit. You've got to have follow-up. You've got to have tenacity. You've got to have no fear. And you've got to have the right finesse when you follow up as well. And all of that goes for you too, the listener. If you've got the tenacity, if you've got the consistency, and if you've got the finesse of the right type of follow-up, then you will be exponentially more successful than everybody else who doesn't exercise that muscle. And when you do, let's break out the old saying for this podcast. That's when good people like you make good money and can do great things. Don't forget, hit stop on this. Rush over to chrisharder.me/roundtable. You'll be able to collaborate and ask for help with 14 other awesome entrepreneurs. I promise it'll change your life in 48 hours. Thanks for listening. Love and appreciate you. Thanks for listening. And if you loved this episode and know of someone else who is as successful as they are generous, please pass them on to me. It would mean the world to me if you helped me get this cause and this message out to as many listeners as I can. So please, if you liked what you heard, it goes a long way if you'd take 30 seconds and leave me a 5-star review and share this with your friends. I'll be forever grateful. And until the next episode, cheers to your success.